North Korea says missiles were drilled for strike on U.S. bases. We've got some massive news to cover today. And of course, we're going to talk about WikiLeaks here in just a minute. WikiLeaks just dropped a bombshell on the CIA. Our phones, our TVs, our computers, everything could potentially be infiltrated by the CIA. Now, but first, we've got North Korea and the U.S. set to square off, according to The Independent. This report, I believe, was obtained from the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is considering a direct strike against North Korea. Depends on when, but obviously that's big news. North Korea says missiles were drilled for strike on U.S. bases. Again, are you kidding me, North Korea? You don't want to tango with the U.S. Nuclear-armed North Korea said Tuesday its missile launches were training for a strike on U.S. bases in Japan as global condemnation of the regime swelled. Now, there's a strange coincidence going on here. I want you guys to think back just a little while ago. We did a report about China and a preemptive strike on the U.S. Pearl Harbor 2, China has prepared for a preemptive strike against U.S. military bases, which could cripple, would cripple American forces in the region. Is there an unseen alliance between China and Russia? I want to know what you guys think. I'm serious, because I think there is. I think there's an unseen alliance between these two, because otherwise, why isn't China doing more to stop, of course, the aggressive nature of North Korea with sanctions or whatever have you. But in this aspect, we've got North Korea preparing for missile strikes against the U.S. Three of the four missiles fired Monday came down provocatively close to U.S. ally Japan in waters that are part of its exclusive economic zone, representing a challenge to U.S. President Donald Trump. We also have China, who's made these mock bases to prepare for strikes against the U.S. Preemptive strikes. The images show that the test areas have been designed to look like military bases. U.S. bases. By North Korea. Huh. North Korea warns of an actual war. U.S. calls it pariah. Reuters. North Korea said on Tuesday it would pursue its nuclear deterrent and weapons program as huge U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises. It says model a preemptive nuclear strike against Pyongyang continued. South Korea and the U.S., which led condemnation of North Korea's latest missile tests at the Conference of Disarmament, said their military drills were to test defensive readiness against possible aggression from the North. North Korean diplomat Ju Yong Choi told the United Nations-backed forum that the allies' annual exercises were a major cause of escalation of tension that might turn into actual war. What in the world is coming down the turnpike here? We've got China warning of peril or turmoil. And of course, we've got China also stating that they are preparing for the New World Order, where the U.S. is no longer in power, I guess. And then you've also got other countries saying similar things, and you've got North Korea and China both working and planning and practicing preemptive strikes against the U.S. You also have China aligning itself directly with the U.N., directly with the EU, trying to squeeze out the U.S. This multipolar world that we're seeing, it just keeps escalating and escalating. And of course, one day we're going to hit the brink. They've brought us to this point because it is a stage. Don't ever forget that. It is always just a stage. We're witnessing the pieces come together for World War III that would actually complete Albert Pike's agenda. As we've seen many times, it is all lining itself up for that. We're going to see the distress among nations, within nations first. And then, of course, World War III. We're already at the distress in nations. I mean, my goodness, the U.S. has not been this divided before. Other countries are facing similar turmoil or similar unrest. Japan moves to highest alert level after North Korea fires missiles. Japan moved to the highest possible alert level after North Korea fired four ballistic missiles simultaneously into nearby waters, the latest provocation from Kim Jong-un's regime. Now, again, we have something similar every year with North Korea. I don't think it's ever been this close where you've got the U.S. is considering a direct strike before, but we've seen similar actions from North Korea, just not this close, not within 200 nautical miles of course, Japan. China warns of consequences over the deployment of U.S. anti-missile system. You've got China basically defending North Korea as we go to place our THAAD missile system, missile defense system that China opposes arrives in South Korea. You've got China opposing this. Why? Now, of course, the U.S. could use the THAAD missile system to spy on China and Russia. That obviously would play a key role into why they'd be opposing it. But at the same time, if China has such a problem with North Korea, something could take place. This missile system could potentially prevent or de-escalate a situation really quickly if one escalated. But China's opposed to it. But we don't see much coming from China against North Korea. China warned Tuesday of consequences for South Korea and the United States over the deployment of a U.S. anti-missile system, raising regional tension and posing a challenge to the Trump administration. South Korean officials said they expected retaliatory moves against companies doing business in China. The foreign ministry here did not specify any actions against the U.S., but Beijing's displeasure marked an abrupt change in tone after a generally cautious approach until now toward the new president. We also had China basically doing covert warfare against South Korea. We saw some businesses getting shut down. We reported on this just, I think it was last week. But again, the THAAD missile system has arrived in China. In North Korea, excuse me. The U.S. is considering a direct strike against North Korea. Here's how it would go down. Just after North Korea carried out a missile test and a high-profile assassination of Kim Jong-un's half-brother in Malaysia, the Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. was considering direct military action against the Kim regime. U.S. President Donald Trump has apparently honed in on North Korea as his most serious external challenge, and has reportedly declared them the single greatest threat to the United States. In January, Trump tweeted that North Korean missiles hitting the U.S., as they've often threatened, won't happen. But in reality, taking out North Korea's nuclear capabilities or decapitating the Kim regime would pose serious risks to even the U.S. military's best platforms. Business Insider spoke with Stratfor's Sim Tak, a senior analyst and an expert on North Korea, to determine exactly how the U.S. could potentially carry out a crippling strike against the Hermit Kingdom. Military action against North Korea wouldn't be pretty. Some number of civilians in South Korea, possibly Japan and the U.S. forces stationed in the Pacific, would be likely to die in the undertaking, no matter how smoothly things went. In short, it's not a decision any U.S. commander-in-chief would make lightly. But the U.S. would have to choose between a full-scale destruction of North Korea's nuclear facilities and ground forces or a quicker attack, and only the most important nuclear facilities. The second option would focus more on crippling North Korea's nuclear program and destroying key threats to the U.S. and its allies. Now, of course, so we see that the U.S. is considering strikes. We see that the tension between China and the U.S. is still escalating. We see that North Korea is trying to play this provocative role again and again and again. And of course, one time, we're gonna respond. We respond sanction-wise, economically, blah, 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 but never an actual strike against North Korea. Are we actually going to see one this spring? Keep in mind, the tension's only building. And again, it's a stage. But the question is, if the U.S. were to strike North Korea, will China defend North Korea? Because as we see, they're both practicing and planning for preemptive strikes against U.S. military bases. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure you become an unlimited member. That way you get the latest exclusives that we produce bi-weekly. I want to thank you again for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.